It's episode number 2441 of the Who Cares News for Friday, May 12th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Maya and Bialik won't host Jeopardy during the strike, but Ken Jennings will.
Huh.
Jeopardy is still going strong despite the Writers Guild strike.
Really?
Because Ken Jennings crossed the picket line.
Oh, Ken, dude.
Yeah.
Solidarity, man. This is Hollywood. You'll never work in this town again.
Well, since he's not technically,
He probably,
maybe he doesn't quite get it.
He probably didn't get a SAG card until he got this job. That's probably what I'm thinking. Ken Jennings, okay, you've got your 160 hours in. Here's your SAG card.
Now, Maya Bialik, she declined to cross the line.
As most SAG members and AFTRA members would do.
Right.
Yeah.
She's showing her support for the writers. Sure. But Ken will shoot the final episodes of the season next week. He's figuring he's got his time in the sun. No competing
with Maya.
All the material they need because of the questions and the answers were written before the strike.
Oh, see, there's the deal. I read something yesterday. I was trying to find information about Jeopardy and the Wheel of Fortune thing that happened the other night.
Yeah.
And I came across this thing where I guess the judges of Jeopardy, you can blame it on Maya Bialik, but it isn't true. They all got the same answer and they were all considered wrong because they mispronounced the last name of Solzhenitsyn, the author from Russia that defected. And all three of them mispronounced his name and the judges, so they all lost $1,600 because it was at the bottom of the board. But Mayim knew how to pronounce it because, well, you know.
Then did she not pronounce it right?
She did.
Oh,
that's out there on YouTube.
Of course
go look
she
it
did.
Up.
She's smart.
She is very smart. Yeah.
She's a doctor.
She's a effing PhD doctor.
That's what I know. Dr. Mayim Bialik. Anyway, it's not surprising given that Ken's not really a showbiz guy, as we discussed.
No, he's not.
He's not a showbiz guy.
He's a Jeopardy winner.
He's a game show contestant.
That turned host. Because everybody's like, yo, we got to have Ken,
No, Maya, she's been acting since she was just a wee baby.
Wee baby, and of course, after that, when she was like 11, she did Beaches. Sorry to interrupt. On the Ken Jennings thing, I saw a promo for the nighttime celebrity version, and he's hosting it. That was not his deal.
No, that was
her deal.
But
because of the strike, I get it now. I get it.
You get it?
I'm fine now. Everybody, there's nothing to see here.
He thinks he's going to muscle in on Mayim's area.
Well, the average Jeopardy viewer would probably have Ken Jennings. I'm not sure why they have Mayim doing this anymore, but whatever.
Well, several TV shows and movies that were already written are still in production.
Oh, this isn't the only one? Okay.
No. But now what's kind of sad is Mayim's series, Call Me Cat.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Cute show.
Canceled by Fox after 3 seasons.
It's tough. These sitcoms now, it's just regular TV is just tough.
Yeah.
People just don't want to watch it anymore. I don't blame them. I'm watching the on-demand stuff. I'm paying for the streaming.
You're paying for the streaming. You don't got cable at home.
That's right. Hey, go Ted Lasso.
Below Deck fans, Chef Ben is off the market.
Oh, I like Ben.
Yeah, he was always more interesting when Ben was on.
Yeah, he's kind of a pompous ass.
Oh, totally.
And he's such a womanizer.
Absolutely.
How do you get away with, okay, honey bunny, okay, love.
Oh, but you can't help but like him.
You know why? Because he's got a British accent.
That's part of it right there.
By the way, if you ever caught his backstory, Ben Robinson is filthy rich. He is.
Oh, really?
He comes from a family of filthy rich Robinsons.
Rich Robinsons.
And he's got obviously he's a star chef now, so he's, making money that way too. But
he's been off of Below Deck for a while.
He wasn't going to come back.
But Ben Robinson, who was a chef on more than one Below Deck series.
He was on Med. He was on Below Deck.
Yeah, quite a bit. Off and on for about the past 10 seasons. he announced that he's engaged.
Oh, he's off the market, ladies.
And Kate Chastain, longtime Chief Stu.
Oh, yeah, Kate.
Just gave birth to her first baby boy recently.
That's right, huh?
She hasn't talked about the baby daddy, but it's not Ben. As any self-respecting Below Deck fan knows, Ben and Kate hooked up during their series run at least once.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. And then they hated each other, but they respected each other after that.
Now, social media, there's been a lot of speculation for a while that Kate was carrying Ben's child.
Yeah, no, that's...
But they've been gone for a long time, though.
Yeah, but see, so here's the deal. I think they all hang out in Miami. That's the home base for this school that finds all of these cast members for Below Deck. And a lot of them end up doing other things. They might go to, you know, captain school or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they all kind of still fraternize with each other.
Yeah, I'm a little behind.
Well, you can always catch up because it's on Peacock.
Well, you can watch all of them.
Yeah.
I think you've seen most of them.
I love Below Deck.
So now,
all of them.
Kate has not made things any better when she commented that Ben's new fiance will make an excellent stepmother, which didn't help the rumor.
I mean,
who knows?
No. Well, yeah, she does.
Now, then later on, she came clean by further posting that the only thing her little boy has in common with any chef is a tendency to get emotional around mealtimes. But maybe she's deflecting. I mean, who really knows? Only Kate and Ben really know.
Yeah, well, at some point, you know, if it's really real, then she'll collect a little check from Ben every month and for little Ben Jr. It's not Ben Jr. Oh, my God. I do miss him being on Below Deck. There's been a lot of really great chefs, and the chefs, they really focus on them because half of the thing is on these yachts is the lavish food that you get. And if the food sucks, the tip sucks.
Oh, yeah.
And they've had some crappy chefs.
Yes, they have.
Oh, man. Captain Sandy's fired a bunch of them, as a matter of fact, mid-season. So, anyway. I do got to get caught up. Captain Lee apparently is done, from what we understand.
That's what they say.
Well, our apologies to Hannah Ferreira, who got fired from Below Deck, and Halle Berry. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.